Shipping holiday packages can be a major pain in the
butt. We're in behind. Buttocks.
It's true. Shipping holiday packages is almost always a pain in the
tail, bottom, posterior, derriere.
In fact, it's usually such a pain in the
cheeks, buns, caboose, hiney,
that you procrastinate.
Keister, fanny, can,
tukus. Then, the only thing that's more of a pain in the
rump roast
than holiday shipping is last-minute holiday shipping.
Tush, tushy, booty bump.
Fortunately, there's SmartShip.com.
Gluteus Maximus.
SmartShip.com helps you find the smartest, easiest, least expensive way to ship, especially at the last minute.
Backside, backyard, backdoor, kazoo.
SmartShip.com gives you free information that lets you comparison shop for the best rate,
moon,
the best delivery guarantee,
Cinnabon,
and the most convenient drop-off schedule.
Popo.
SmartShip.com even lets you print a map to the nearest drop-off location.
Patootie.
Or tells you who can come pick up your package, saving you a major pain in the
place where the sun don't shine.
Don't let holiday shipping be a pain in the
arse. Bucket, biscuits, mud flaps.
Use SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
Pooper.
Missing persons.
Missing persons?
Missing persons.
My wife is missing.
Your wife is missing?
My wife is missing.
When did you last see her?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Where's your TV, sir?
The bedroom.
Have you looked in the bedroom, sir?
No.
She's probably watching Matlock.
Matlock is on at 4 o'clock?
Every weekday at 4 on Channel 2. Go check your bedroom, sir. I'll wait.
Okay. Hello?
I'm here.
She's watching Matlock.
I thought so.
I didn't know Matlock was on at 4 o'clock.
Every weekday at 4 on Channel 2.
She really likes Andy Griffith.
Of course she does.
She must be so engrossed by Matlock she forgot to tell me where she was.
Tell her I understand.
Okay, I'll be right back.
No, I didn't mean sir?
Matlock, every weekday at 4 on Channel 2.
Hey, my favorite episode.
Because there's nothing like a good mystery.
I'm hanging up now, sir. Hello?
Have you heard what they're drinking instead of vodka?
Limon.
Bacardi Limon. The taste sounds like this.
Citrus. Mm. Delicious. Mm.
I sip and I taste tiny fruits on my tongue. Tiny citrus fruits, and they're dancing and singing happy citrus fruit songs.
Bacardi Limon. The fun sounds like this.
It's 555.
You're kidding.
Limon grows only in the mountainous highlands of Sierra Limon.
Bacardi Limon. With tonic, with juice, on the rocks.
My lips on straight, not really.
Was a time, you know, there weren't no Bacardi Limon. Them was bad times.
Bacardi Limon. The magic sounds like this.
Limon!
Yes!
Magic!
Wow!
Do not mix with milk.
Tonic, juice, rocks, magic.
Limon. Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Hello, my name is Max. And yes, I'm a chicken. But didn't I see you at the Cristaldo exhibit last week?
Max?
Sipping cappuccino?
Introducing McDonald's new Crispy Chicken Deluxe. Fresh toppings and a whole breast filet from a more sophisticated kind of chicken.
I was the one wearing black. But then wasn't everyone.
It's McDonald's with a grown-up taste.
Howdy, Earl.
Howdy, Doyle.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Sure is.
So, what do you know about this mess in Europe, Earl?
Not a thing, Doyle.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about all this stuff Congress is doing?
Oh, don't care much for politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you hear about this new Jack Daniels beer they're making right here in Lynchburg?
Well, I hear it's an old-fashioned amber lager made with all natural ingredients and brewed extra slow, just like they did it back in Mr. Jack Daniels' day way back in 1866 for a full-bodied, robust flavor and a smooth finish like American beers used to have over a century ago. What do you hear about it, Don?
Aw, that's about it.
Jack Daniels Amber Lager, the beer that's way behind the times. Jack Daniel Brewery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Oprah Winfrey remembers a show about fear and hatred.
When people are making ignorant statements, I don't take it personally.
The subject was racism.
You're not just anti-black, you're also anti-gay, too.
I'm opposed to communism, race mixing, and low morals, and homosexuals are of low morals, in my opinion.
What happened was unforgettable.
My job is to make someone come across for exactly who they are.
If niggers come in here, it's going to be like Decatur, DeKalb County, Fulton County, Atlanta. It's going to be nothing but a slum area.
I kept thinking, let him talk. Let him talk. Let him talk.
How many of you would want your son or your daughter to marry one?
I'm not there to make the judgment. The audience makes the judgments.
Anything about niggers and blacks in the Bible?
Yes, it sure does. I mean, I'm not up on it now.
It's not up to me to expose somebody. I let them expose themselves.
Five times a week, there's no place like Oprah.